Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mother Nature wins! Diesel and I are back on the air for a 4 p.m. edition of Straight Up with Sturge. Diesel, how you doing, buddy?
Oh man, what a story just fall into our laps today. You can't make this kind of stuff up.
No kidding. Listen, it was Friday afternoon. We were hoping we were going to get a nice long weekend. That's not the case. So guess what? We aren't exactly shooting from the hip today. I've been in here, but we may have a little bit of a different type of show today when all is said and done. We're going to be taking some shots at some stuff. We're going to be having some fun with some stuff, and we're going to be taking a little bit of a look down memory lane as well. The first hour is yours. We'll open up the phones in the second segment. The second hour, we have two interviews at the top of the 5 p.m. hour. It's our buddy Aaron Cheslock from Fox, Carolina. A lot going on here in the upstate this weekend. Also at 5:37, our buddy, Mike Buddy, the athletic director at Furman University. He's going to join us. A big weekend at Furman, including a spring game, and not to mention that contest with Wofford at 4 p.m. at Timmins Arena tomorrow. Outside of that, we've got a couple of questions of the day relative to it being February 22nd. And then, wherever we end up, we want you to be part of it. Have fun today. Don't be offended, because if you can't laugh, then don't make fun of somebody else. And I get made fun of all the time living with a 17-year-old woman, my daughter, Leslie Brooke, not to mention my wife. So I work with Diesel. I get made fun of all the time. I work in a building that there's 7 radio stations in, and everybody has a story. If you don't have a little bit of an ego, don't get behind the microphone. So we get picked on all the time. So guess what? It's going to be, how do we term it, a Friday free-for-all, if you will. But Diesel, let's start with a little bit of seriousness, because something came down about 20 to 30 minutes ago that I think is a read-between-the-line stopgap moment in college football. I'm going to give you what I'm thinking, and I want you to either agree or disagree, but you think closely about starting this day off with a disagreement, because if you do, God knows where we end up here in the first hour. But an announcement came down half an hour ago. The University of Alabama has scheduled a home-and-home series with West Virginia for 2026 and 2027. Huh. College football home-and-homes, that's the new thing. Neutral site is now on its way out.
It's not a new thing. It's the way it always should have been.
Well, but, you know, college football's cyclical. Everybody, you know, it started with the Chick-fil-A kickoff game. Now, all of a sudden, we had 8 neutral site weekend opening games, including South Carolina, North Carolina up in Charlotte this year. All right. Bama's got 3 more neutral site games to open up the year seasons with. Those have been scheduled out this year with Duke. Oh, yeah, it's a David Cutcliffe being an Alabama grad kind of thing. Then the following year in Arlington, Texas, they play Southern Cal. And then the following year in Atlanta, they open up with Miami. They have a home-and-home scheduled with the University of Texas in 2022 and 2023. They just added a home-and-home with West Virginia in 26 and 27. And they have a home-and-home with Notre Dame in 28 and 29. I know a few of the names. There's one more that they got to schedule, and it's a big name. But here is the read-between-the-line moment. Alabama goes to Morgantown, West Virginia, I believe it's September 5th, 2026. I bet that will be Nick Saban's final year in college football. I am going to go ahead and go out on a limb and tell This was done for his walk away. If you do not know, Nick Saban is from West Virginia, grew up there, played his high school football before going off to, believe, Kent, which was, at the time was Kent State. And I am betting that 2026 will be his walk away year. He'll be 74 years old at that point. And guess what? What better way to end a Hall of Fame career than back there in your home state in your final season? You buying what I'm selling when it comes to that, Deez?
Yeah, you really think Nick Saban's going to make it that long?
I he said he would coach at one point till 75 years old. This puts him at 74.
I mean, shout out to him if he can, if he wants to coach until 75, but man.
I'm just, like I said, it's a Friday, it's wet. We, you know,
I'll
we
have what he's having to keep him young and healthy and sprightly. I don't know what it is.
You know, some of these people like Debbie. Bear Bryant back in the day, you know why he wouldn't retire? He said, when I quit coaching football, I die. 2 months after he coached his final game in the Liberty Bowl against Illinois, he passed away. It's been that case with a lot of, so I, unfortunately, but I don't think, I just, something in my gut tells me, hey, Nick, you have done, all, guess what? You get to go home your final year in your coaching career at the University of Alabama. We'll see. He may decide to walk away, but I bet he won't coach 1 year after that. So we'll see. We'll see. But I just thought that was kind of interesting today when we got all kind of things going on, which includes Robert Kraft of the New England Patriots, Diesel. First of all, listen, make sure that you read through this entire document. You know, you get deep into the document. Listen, he has been arrested with, what, two charges of soliciting a prostitute? Now, you get deep into the story down in Jupiter, Florida, it's a sex traffic ring, if you will. Now, that's not what they are accusing Robert Kraft of. They're accusing him that they have him on video not once but twice paying for the pleasure. Is that the way to put it, Diesel?
Yeah.
And you know what? It's 60 days possibly in jail for Robert Kraft, which will never happen as he'll get. Now, he's proclaiming his innocent. And just like we said yesterday about Jussie Smollett, you are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. So.
Yeah, but if you're on video evidence, everybody knows you're guilty.
I don't want to see that video evidence. I do not want to go on TMZ here in the next month.
It's coming out.
And see the video evidence of Robert Kraft sealing the deal, so to speak, in a Jupiter, Florida massage parlor.
Yeah, that video is definitely an eyeful.
Oh, man. So here's the deal. You came in bragging about this earlier today.
Oh, man.
You know, Tom Brady and Robert Kraft now have something in common, do they not?
Yeah, it's two guys who are busted for deflating balls.
I mean, listen, can one organization have more off-the-field stuff to be that successful? This is the kind of stuff you expect out of the Dallas Cowboys. And by that, I mean...
Now you got me picturing Jerry Jones in that situation.
I'm talking about all the off-the-field stuff. You know what I mean?
It looks like a human skeleton getting a rub and tug. That's disgusting.
Robert Kraft doesn't look a whole lot better right now. But, you know, at least he was hammered after the Super Bowl when he was accepted the trophy, you know? So, you know, his wife passed away. He's dating some 39-year-old chick. You know, I'm not going to sit here and be judgmental on how he spends his money or something to that. Now... thank God he's not tied into the other stuff. You know what I mean? It was just him being caught on video. We'll go from there. 60 days he could spend in jail. I'm betting the Jupiter Police Department ends up with a box for New England Patriots football games next year in a private private jet between West Palm Beach Airport in Boston, Massachusetts for 8 or 9, 10 home games, you know, preseason, then regular season. I bet somehow he won't spend the 60 days in jail. But, yeah, you think about it, for that successful of an organization, Deez, Spygate with Bill Belichick back in the day, Tom Brady and Deflategate. Now, can we call it Robert Kraft and Inflategate? I mean, I don't know, but how can one team have that much drama outside of the 100-yard field and be as successful as they are? Because getting back to my point, Dallas has kind of been like a soap opera. And that's going back to the days of J.R. Ewing. You know what I mean? To me, this is the kind of stuff you'd see out of a Dallas or Washington Redskins team that fails to produce on a year-in, year-out basis of the expectations that we have. New England just puts all this stuff off to the side and just keeps winning football games and keeps winning titles. You got to admit, whatever they do, they're able to block it out and concentrate on the task at hand when necessary.
Bob Crash, how dumb can you be? You've got this gorgeous, like, borderline model, hot 38-year-old girlfriend, and you go into, hey, hang on, I got the name of the spa here. The name of the spa is the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. Of course that's a place you go in to get one of these. And you throw that away? Come on, man. I just heard myself say it as I said it.
Some people have more money than they know what to do with. They got more time than they know what to do with.
I was sitting next door talking to Sheree Taylor from Magic 98.9, with whom I share an office. And she's like, why would a guy like that want to do this? Why would he want to risk that? But I was like, because it's about power. It's about thinking
about being able to do what you want to do.
I was like, I'm not going to get caught. I'm going to be fine. That's what it comes down to.
Also, I'm 79.
77. By the way, do you think you have to bring your own Viagra, or do you think they supply it?
I don't know, man. Maybe they, you know, what do they call it? Hookah bars back in the day where you went, sat around and smoked on the hook. Maybe they
I've never been to a hookah bar where you get that kind of service. Yeah,
exactly, man. Exactly. So, all right, we got a couple questions of the day. When we open up the phone lines here in this hour, number one, what were you doing in 1980 today, Diesel?
I wasn't born yet.
All right. Today in 1980, the Miracle on Ice happened. 39 years ago today, if you were alive, what were you doing? Because I will never forget. That's one of those days. I was 12 years old. I won't forget. The game was played at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and played back that night on ABC on tape delay. So some of the news maybe started to break because ABC wanted to have – they went and asked the Russians, flip this game from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and they went – the Russians went, no, uh-uh. We're not allowing y'all 3 more hours to get liquored up, you know, and make this arena any more loud.
Also, today, on February 18th, 1986, Ozzy released The Ultimate Sin in America. Excuse me, on the 22nd.
Yep.
February 22nd. In America, they released The Ultimate Sin.
Two stopgap moments. But I can tell you, I was staying with a friend. My parents were out of town. Probably my dad was on a business trip. The Williamsons, the owner of the old Western Sizzlin' Steakhouse that fed the Georgia football team. Mr. Williamson and I had heard on the way home over the radio that the Americans had won. And he looked at me. James was in the car with his mom. And Billy Williamson looked at me and said, Mark, shut your mouth. Don't tell him what happened. And as we know and we're watching the end of the game come down, James is freaking out. The Americans are up one goal. And we're like, you're not going to believe what's going to happen. You're not going to believe what's going to happen. And James is like, don't tell me, don't tell me, don't tell me. When the game ended, my buddy, who I'm staying with, 12 years old, runs around the house with his hands up in the air, chanting USA, USA, USA. Neither one of us had held a hockey stick in our life at that point. I was actually born in Canada when my dad happened to be transferred up there. Yet we all were hockey fans that night. It was that big of a moment. We'll take your opinions where you were. Also, Diesel, it's National Margarita Day. What sports figure would you like to sit down and share a beverage and conversation with? Go either one of those directions. We're going to have fun in hour number one.
I forgot. This is also the anniversary of the Chuggerita Challenge, in which you lost on National Margarita Day.
That's right.
I had just started the show a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, and you lost the Chuggerita Challenge, and you had to chug an entire, was it Mango-rita or Strawberry-rita?
Strawberry-rita. I had my choice of which one. I almost got like 18 of the 20 ounces down before I was ready to throw it all back up. 844-GSP-ESPN. We'll be right back. It's Open Phones.
crowd going insane. Carloman shooting it into the American end again. Morrow is back there. Now Johnson, 19 seconds. Johnson over to Ramsey. Legionov gets checked by Ramsey. McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
39 years ago today. Dude, look, I got chill bumps, hair standing up on my arms thinking about it. Hair standing up on my arms thinking about jazzing my buddy. He thought there was some way that the Russians were going to score in that final 30 seconds to tie it up. And like I said, he proceeds to run around the second floor of his house up in Green Valley with his arms up in the air chanting USA like he had just won the game. Diesel, those are those moments that it's probably like waking up at halftime in Michigan Stadium realizing we're going to beat the Wolverines today.
Well, anyway, let's move on. Let's go ahead and take Dan on the phone.
Yeah. Leave Diesel. Dan, hey. Thank you. We leave Diesel speechless for the first time on this show.
I appreciate you taking my call. I want to share that evening, that night, the
Please.
Miracle. I want to share what happened in my home because I think it's pretty special moment. My parents are both immigrants. My father came to this country and eventually joined the army so he could become a citizen. This was in 1941. And that night I was watching the game. I was 13 or 14 years old. And we were all standing up as a family, my brother, myself, and my parents. And I was so excited. I turned and looked at my dad and my mom, and I couldn't believe that they had tears in their eyes. I will never forget that moment, how proud they were and that they had adopted and believed in every idea that was America and how they felt that night. And I just, when I heard you talking about this, I just wanted to call in and to share with everybody that experience. And I really don't have anything more to say. I just wanted to let you guys know how special that was. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan. That's awesome. Like I said, me stopping back and thinking about it, Diesel, I've got goosebumps and stuff because, I mean, that was the greatest upset ever. You don't realize at that point in time, we had just come out of this very, and I was 12 years old, so I don't realize the intricacies of what was going on, but it had been a very traumatic final couple of years. We were coming off the Iranian hostage situation where, do you know the show Nightline that still to this day is on ABC at what, midnight? You know, with today, that entire thing with Ted Koppel back in the day started as a nightly update on the hostage situation in Iran. And so 444 days that those guys were stuck over there in Tehran, that had ended. A new administration had come over. We were in the middle of the Cold War with the Russians and communism and things like that. And yet they were the big red machine. They were supposed to just, you know, they had beaten the Americans 1 week before the Olympics started in Lake Placid. They played a game at Madison Square Garden, Diesel. I think it was 6 days before the Olympics, maybe even a little less. The Russians won by basically 10 goals. I think it was 10-1, 14. It's ridiculous. Nobody expected those kids to win that game. Let's go back to the phone lines. Delvin, I hope you're having a good afternoon.
I'm having a good afternoon. I want to talk about the NFL. A couple things. Two owners. Well, I won't say two owners, but two franchises in the news. Well, one I read about, the other one, I think everybody knows about the big news about Robert Kraft. I want to get your take on that situation. And, Sturge, I know you like the Carolina Panthers. How shocked are you that they're finally getting an indoor practice facility like a bubble? I mean, that's one of the main things David Tepper said you want to do. They're going to have it up by preseason. What did that say about their franchise about what Jerry Richardson had them guys practicing out there in the weather and they had to go inside for a convention center? That's all I need. What did they say that they finally, they were one of 16 and not have one, now they're going to get one this year? What did they say about the organization, especially Jerry Richardson? I get that out there.
Here in the South, you don't necessarily need one. Now it's become one. But you know what? Yeah, feeling sorry for football players practicing outside. Go look at that complex that he built in Charlotte. Go look at what he's invested at Wofford College over there. Pick and choose your battles, but I
used to be practicing in the heat, made you a man, made you tougher.
Right. Take
to
a
go
salt
out and play
pill.
A game.
Take a salt pill, but I'm just sorry. I'm 50 years old. I'm not going to sit here and feel sorry for guys that are making millions of dollars that they may actually have to practice their game outside. I mean,
if you're talking about
your battles there.
If you're talking about missing maybe a couple of days of practice during summer camp because of rain or something, I mean, come on.
I mean, Florida, the Gators don't need an indoor practice facility, Diesel, because of the heat. They actually need it because of the rain, because, you know, that corridor at that time of the year, especially during the spring, set your watch, within an hour and a half, you're getting at least a 10-minute rain shower. You know, that's why they call that, basically, they're a little north of there, the lightning corridor. So, I mean, now it's an arms race, you know what I mean? But, you know, in this day and age, we already baby these athletes enough. Hey, we'll apologize for Jerry Richardson not having an indoor facility, or practice bubble. And guess what? David Tepper can spend his own money. But good Lord, look at how much Jerry Richardson invested into Wofford College and those facilities where they have their training camp, as well as the Panthers training camp. And number two, it was a space issue for a little bit. The Panthers have just been able to acquire a little bit more of that property right around their practice facility.
Yeah, I mean, the Panthers, it's not like they're playing on or practicing in a parking lot. Okay, let's not pretend like they were practicing in a parking lot.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That's why you adjust and be flexible and things of that nature. But Pants gets in with this, Diesel, said Patriots flag for illegal contact.
Pants!
So,
what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, I tell you what. All right, so again, our two questions. Delvin, not coming hard. I'm sorry. Right now in this day and age, it's like we're supposed to be coddle these guys and feel sorry. Oh, they don't have every little thing. No offense. They've got the greatest job on the face of this earth. They get to play sports for a living and get paid an extreme amount of money. The other thing is we'll see, but didn't really affect the free agency market. You know what I mean? I hadn't heard anybody going, well, I'm not going to go sign with the Panthers because they don't have an indoor facility. All right, so Deezer, are we going to have some fun today and kind of let this go where we want to? Because Clemson fan and SC gets in, and this one's worth it, all right? Remember, you can tweet us, me at Sturgis Sports, at Diesel on Radio, at ESPN Upstate. Diesel's got the at ESPN Upstate Twitter account open, or you can hit us up on the text line. It's 71307. But Clemson fan and SC, Tiger fan and SC, his reply is to the Robert Kraft, it's a touchy subject that's sure to get a rise out of some people. Listen, and I'm not laughing at somebody else's misdeeds or transgressions, because I've done enough stupid things in life. There's no doubt about it, but it just feels like, Diesel, right now, maybe it's the social media thing, maybe it's the internet thing, but people can't get out of their own way.
Really, we're going to have to wait and squeeze some more information out of this situation before we can make a judgment.
Stop and think about this. One of the biggest owners in the NFL goes down on this today. R. Kelly gets arrested. And by the way, that guy needs to be thrown under the jail if the accusations on him are accurate. That guy's got big time problems. So right now, instead of now we're seeing should Zion play? Should he not play? Did you see Zion's response to all this, which ought to quiet all the critics or the mouthpieces? He says, I want to play basketball. I want to play basketball for Duke, and I want to win a national championship. That's the end of the story.
Proud of the kid for saying it. But the real question becomes, Sturge, is should Bob Kraft lose his team because of this?
No.
Wait, if Jerry Richardson lost his team or was forced out of ownership of his team, should Bob Kraft not be thrown out?
Sexual harassment in
soliciting prostitution is apparently not as big a crime as sexual harassment.
Yeah, I think
what?
So. Here's why: if it was an agreement between two adults, and they go into the situation, who am I to sit here and now? Is it illegal? Yes. Sexual harassment? That's an attitude. That's a conduct thing. This is a. doing maybe what you need to do to get your jollies off. You know what I mean? I don't know. But sexual harassment, we'll open up the phone lines to that. To me, that is a whole lot different situation than two adults entering into a financial relationship for whatever gain that they need.
Well, the problem is,
it's a bad look. I'm not defending it.
This wasn't really two adults. It didn't seem like the women who were working at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa that day seemed to have a whole lot of say in what they were doing.
That may be true. That may be true.
So, let's open up the phone calls on this. What's worse, the Jerry Richardson situation or the Bob Kraft situation? Should Bob Kraft lose his team because of this?
We shall see. Also, Charles Barkley is an American treasure. We'll give you some of this as well. But Diesel, the tone of the day is get out of your own way. You know what? You can't win in the court of public opinion. You can't win in the court of law. Give us your opinion at 844-GSP-ESPN. Also, hit us up on that Help There text line. That's 71307. You can start your message with ESPN. Diesel's got the ESPN Upstate account up. Also, the website at ESPNUpstate.com. 844-GSP-ESPN. Aaron Cheslock from Fox Carolina at the top of the 5 p.m. hour.
You pay him with cash or you write him a check, Chuck.
Never break America.
Chuckster. How?
America, let me just tell you something.
What's that?
Do not commit crimes with checks. Come on, man. You cannot. If you're going to break the law, do not write a check.
Because you're writing a check, that what? You're behind cash.
Yo, man, you cannot
cash up.
Hey, get cash, man. I never used an ATM. Now, I heard you can only get $200 out of it.
Charles, stop, literally.
You're going to have to make a lot of stop to the ATM.
So Diesel, there's Charles Barkley on NBA Tonight, kind of, you know, just laughing about this dude, Jussie Smollett in Chicago, wrote a $3,500 check apparently to pay off the people. And again, he's innocent until proven guilty. At least that's become a situation that we can laugh about. Now, the Robert Kraft stuff going on today, it broke today. We don't have all the information. I don't know the age or anything else, and I'm not trying to minimize anything. Let's make sure about that. There's nothing funny out of sex trade or anything else, but you know what? I guess the biggest problem with me is go look at Jussie Smollett. Go look at Robert Kraft. Go look at RK. You'll talk about bringing down yourself. This sort of epitomizes that. But Charles Barkley's 100% correct. Number one, if you have the thought process of breaking the law, doing a crime, don't. But if you do, don't write a check for it. That is completely traceable.
That's complete physical evidence. I want to read this story. This is the news story specifically regarding Robert Kraft out of Jupiter, Florida. It says New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been charged with two counts of soliciting prostitution in connection with a human trafficking investigation at a Florida spa. Police said Kraft was among more than a dozen people busted in the investigation. The Patriots owner allegedly paid for sexual services on two separate visits to the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. Police say they have video of Kraft paying for a sex act inside the illicit massage parlor. The sheriff, Will Snyder, said Kraft is being charged with the same offenses as the others, and that is soliciting another to commit prostitution. Investigators have surveillance evidence at one of the spas that captures sex acts involving 25 different men and that hundreds of men frequented the spas each day. Investigators said that at least six victims were forced into graphic sexual acts, and many of them were living in the massage parlors and working almost around the clock. Kraft has not yet been arrested on two misdemeanors. Kraft spokesperson said, "We categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity." An NFL league spokesperson said the NFL is aware of the ongoing law enforcement matter and will continue to monitor developments. The investigation began in October following a tip of suspicious activity. Officers conducted visual surveillance on the spa and found that only men frequented the spa, with most inside for 30 minutes to an hour. Officers inspected the trash outside of the spa and found multiple grocery bags containing what appeared to be torn-up spreadsheets with columns listing names of customers, workers, and services. The bag also contained napkins covered in what lab determined to be bodily fluids.
It's a just tragic situation, and that's so shameful, and that's why we got to get down with making how we get people in and out of this country, you know what I mean, so we can prevent this kind of stuff from going on, because, you know, those kids, they didn't ask to be put in that situation. They were enslaved, they were trapped, and it's just wrong.
Right. The humor is not in the act that occurred. The humor that we've found so far is that Bob Kraft, as rich and powerful as he is, was that stupid.
Yeah.
That's the humor is in Robert Kraft's stupidity. There's absolutely no humor whatsoever in the illegal sex trafficking that was going on in this particular spa and, of course, everywhere.
And that's like the Jussie Smollett case in which, according to the police, and wasn't happy with his salary of $65,000 per episode on Empire. Well, guess what they did earlier today?
He was making $100,000 per episode.
Okay. Well, guess what Empire did today and apparently wrote him out of the final two episodes. So you want to talk about chopping off your nose to spite your face? There you go. So in that situation, that could have been very good. Goodness gracious. So I guess what it does is it shows sometimes in life we aren't able to get out of our own way. You know what I mean? But, you know, there's a lot of other people pray for him because they didn't ask to be put in this situation. And, it's sad. It is absolutely sad. But
we have a lot of people texting in on this subject as well at 71307. Just be advised, we do share a text line with another radio station. So please be sure to start your message with ESPN. That way we know it's for us.
Yeah. So, and there's some interesting ones. But, college basketball this weekend, going to be big. Clemson has a game at noon tomorrow. Listen, it's make or break, and it's going to be almost make or break for every single game over the final five of this schedule. Boston College comes in at noon tomorrow with a 4-9 record in the ACC. Now, the Eagles had won two in a row before they lost earlier this week. They're 13-12 overall. But listen, Clemson, according to Joe Lunardi, first four out right now when it comes to his bracketology. South Carolina right there on the other side, the next four out. I'm starting to think that could flip this weekend very easily if South Carolina can go down on the road at Mississippi State and pick up a big win. Ben Howland commented earlier today, one of his best players, I don't think he's going to be available. So, of course, that would always benefit Coach Frank Martin and the Gamecocks. South Carolina's at Mississippi State. That's a 6 p.m. Tip-off down in Starkville, Mississippi on Saturday. So, big game for both of those. South Carolina in sole possession of fourth place in the Southeastern Conference. Mississippi State has a 7-6 record in the Southeastern Conference. They are 19-7 overall. They have won three consecutive games, including what was really a crazy ending of the night in Athens. Also, here's what's left for South Carolina from this point moving forward. Tuesday night, they come home at 7 p.m., face Alabama. They're on the road next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. at Missouri. Then the following Tuesday at Texas A&M. Close out the regular season on Saturday, March 9th, with a 1 p.m. home contest against the Georgia Bulldogs. Also, we're waiting to find out what Clemson baseball is going to do about their schedule for the rest of the weekend, because their game with the BMI Key Debts was canceled earlier today. They may try to get two in tomorrow. They're kind of waiting to see, because apparently it is wet all over campus. And if you're going down there for not only the Boston College basketball game, but possibly a baseball game as well, a lot of grass parking is not going to be available in Clemson this weekend. So you may want to go to ClemsonTigers.com and check it out to see how any of that stuff's been affected. Listen, Mother Nature is winning right now, and she is going to continue to win. 844-GSP-ESPN. It's National Margarita Day. Who's somebody in the sports world you'd like to have a beverage with or a margarita with and talk sports? On the text line we get in, a man of Robert Kraft's status should not have to pay for a sexual act. Is he senile? How embarrassing. His poor wife must be rolling over in her grave. I can't disagree with that, Deez. Unfortunately for her, she can't do. She can't control what he does now. But sad situation that is going on. But Diesel, get our next clip loaded up because the next hour we've got Aaron Cheslock at the top of the 5 p.m. Mike Buddy at 5:37. The final hour we're going to talk about updated college football odds and things of that nature, not to mention the standings, the bubble when it comes to the NCAA tournament, and more news coming out with Major League Baseball. And will they or will they not strike when it comes to 2021? But National Margarita Day. When's the last time you've had a margarita? Because I can't even think. I think mine was back at Full Sail in Winter Park, Florida. When we went down to, it was Fat Tuesdays. You remember those places, you know, all the frozen, I had a frozen margarita. I got so freaking hammered back in college one night on tequila. I can smell it now, and I want to throw up. But before we go to Steven, who wants to get in on who he'd like to have a margarita with, number one on my list, because it would answer a lot of questions for me, I was totally, I watched this guy grow up in college. When he came into Little John Coliseum his freshman year, he couldn't hardly throw the ball against the backboard. Ends up going out of the University of Maryland as the number two overall pick of the Boston Celtics back in the day. Good friend of my good friend, Adrian Branch. I'd love to sit down and have a drink with Lynn Bias and kind of figure out what happened that final night. Because to this day, I still have that Sports Illustrated Death of a Dream with Lynn Bias on there. So I would love to sit down and go, what happened that night? Because none of us know. None of us know.
Yeah, I'd think I'd like to have a drink with Mickey Mantle because it wouldn't just be one drink.
Oh, no, you'd be
It'd
there
be a
for
heck
days.
Of a lot of drinks, and we'd be toasting it up on the town in New York City.
Do you know that Mickey Mantle and some of the Yanks used to own part of Boscobel Golf Course over at Clemson, and they would stop on their way to spring training every year on their way to Florida and, like, play golf there and get hammered and play cards for a couple of days?
Love it.
Yep. Let's get Steven in. Who would you like? First of all, would you drink that margarita? What flavor would it be, Steven? But who would you like to have one with on National Margarita Day?
Okay, so if I had to have a margarita today, first of all, it'd probably be, like, a pineapple margarita because I kind of like that flavor. But since it's February 22nd, I got to pick somebody from the 1980 USA hockey team.
Yes.
And I'm going to probably say Jimmy Craig because of that, the photo when he's looking for his father up in the stands.
Where's my father?
One of the most iconic photos in sports. I was actually just talking about this with my dad earlier, and he said there's three things he'll always remember where he was: when Kennedy was shot, mm-hmm. when the Challenger blew up, mm-hmm. and where he was when he was listening to the radio and heard Do You Believe in Miracles?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for all of us that were alive, I mean, that was that kind of first sports moment that captured all of us. Now, everybody had stuff based on their favorite team, Steven, you know what I mean? Whether, you know, a Georgia won a national championship or Clemson, but we were all pro-USA. And, you know, kind of the ironic part, Jim Craig, and you know, you see him looking up from the ice going, where's my father? Where's my father? Because his mom had just passed away, I believe about a year earlier, from breast cancer. So his dad was battling, you know, getting through life, having just lost his wife. Jim had lost his mom. But the oldest guy on that team never, and who was the captain of the U.S. hockey team in 1980, Mike Eurozioni, never went on to play in the NHL. And to this day, he played at Boston University. He's still more or less a spokesperson for Boston University. To this day, he makes the comment. He scored the goal that put the Americans up 4-3 with 10 minutes left in the game. He goes, 3 inches either way in my life is completely different. Talking about had the Russian goalkeeper knocked the puck down or had it gone outside the pipe. He has literally made a life and a career being the captain and the spokesperson of that 1980 USA hockey team. Sometimes in life, your role just happens. You know what I mean? But that's why it's important for these teams to get together when it comes to, you remember all the crap, some of the Clemson football players had to go through when they went to Washington last month. And of course, the government shut down and they were served fast food and things, you need to take a moment and take the political aspect out of something like that. Oh, I can't believe somebody would go there because of Trump being president. I'm not saying this is not a political for Trump. Enjoy the moment. Because at the end of the 1980 Winter Olympics, the USA men's hockey team was treated to a visit to the Oval Office and then lunch and everything else. That is the last time that team got together with every single member in attendance. Everything moving forward, somebody had a job interference or a family commitment. That was the final time that entire hockey team got together and celebrated as one. They've had many celebrations, but never were all of them there. So that's why it's important. You get an opportunity and you do something special, go visit the White House regardless of what your political affiliation is, regardless of what you feel about who is serving in the – it's an honor for what you have done. Number two, you may never get that opportunity to celebrate with those guys in which you made that accomplishment. But, Diesel, is it fair to play this on National Margarita Day? Because every time I thought about it, this just kept coming back up.
Dave, do you think that margaritas are gay because they are so sweet?
Did someone tell you that? That margaritas are gay?
No, it's just a question I have.
Liking Katy Perry and drinking margaritas is gay? And who wants to be straight?
Oh, not me.
Boring. Margaritas are great.
And whoever planted that in your head is crazy.
I mean, you've seen that movie, The Interview. What would be better than on National Margarita Day having a couple of margaritas, driving an old Abrams tank around, blowing stuff up in the countryside? I mean, that's got Man Day written all over it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's almost – I think it's cooler to do it while drinking a margarita than drinking, a 20-year-old whiskey, something, a really good whiskey. No, give me a margarita. It's fun. Fun.
Do you realize that one movie, The Interview, with what, Seth Rogen and all, the uproar that caused back in the day, oh, my God, the Kim Jong-un and the North Koreans, they're going to invade us. They're so unhappy about it. Like I said, every once in a while, you got to stop and laugh at yourself. But I mean, could you – listen, you can put some Katy Perry in there for me. You can give me the fruitiest – margarita out there, put a straw in it on top of it for all I care. If I can go around in some kind of tank like that and blow a few things up, that would offset any issues I may have. Because I'll admit it, I can't knock anybody that likes a margarita. Once or twice a year on vacation, I love a good pina colada. I am not a coconut fan. I'm not really a rum fan. But for whatever reason, when you're on a cruise ship or you're at the beach or whatever, about once or twice a year, it just feels right to have that pina colada.
Well, if you're going to drink a margarita, you got to do it the right way. 2-to-1-to-1 tequila, triple sec, and lime juice. Other than that, if you need to add stuff to it, you're not drinking a margarita. You're drinking something else.
You're drinking a hangover. By that, I mean all that sugar is what ends up giving you the hangover the next day. You sit there and drink straight scotch. You may get hammered, but you shouldn't have as bad of a hangover the next day. Speaking of hangovers, it's our buddy Aaron Cheslock from Fox, Carolina. He'll be with us next at Aaron Cheslock. You can follow him on Twitter. I believe he's down at the well right now. We have the Upper State Championships going on in high school basketball. Those winners will move on to Columbia next weekend to play in a state championship game. Also, like we said, Furman and Wofford, one of the bigger games in college basketball that ESPN screwed up on tomorrow. I can't believe that's not on big TV. We'll talk about that with them. Clemson, South Carolina, spring practices are getting underway for both the Gamecocks and the Tigers. That's on Wednesday. As a matter of fact, Furman's comes to an end tomorrow. with their purple-white game. We'll talk with Mike Buddy at 5:37 about that as well. But Aaron with Fox Carolina, he'll join us next. And remember, the final hour, it'll be open phones. We'll talk some college football. We'll continue our questions of the day as well, and Major League Baseball, and whether they have a problem moving forward if they go on strike in 2021. But make sure you check out our Facebook page, Twitter. We'll have a lot of coverage from that Furman Wofford game at 4 p.m. tomorrow. But when we come back, like I said, it's our good buddy Aaron Cheslock of Fox Carolina. He's also working on a really cool story for later in the week with female wrestlers. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Is hour number two. Diesel and I are live in studio on this Freak Out Friday edition of Straight Up with Sturge.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.